Joe, I have to preface this by saying, first of all, Mike Reno is with us from Loverboy. They're here in town at the casino tonight and tomorrow night. They're sold out. So, I mean, Mike doesn't have to get up this early and do this. It's not like he's doing this to sell tickets, but he's always been a nice guy. Secondly, KK, as people know who listen to the show, is a Loverboy super fan. Not that we're all not fans, but, you know, there's some people take it to that next level.
I'm there.
And KK, oh, you're at that same level.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you're there.
I'll tell you a story in a minute.
All right, but you didn't do what KK did.
No, I didn't.
She single-handedly spearheaded a campaign. And, Mike, I want to tell you, because sometimes the guys themselves don't hear about what's going on behind the scenes. She was the one that got the ball rolling, was the impetus for getting you guys, not that you didn't deserve it, but finally getting you guys in the Canadian Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And I'd like to thank her very much. KK, thank you very much. It was a real honor, and I appreciate all your efforts.
Well, I'm touched. I'm blushing.
Oh, you'll be touched tonight, Mike, because she'll be introducing the band.
Awesome. Awesome. I can't wait.
Hey, well, you get Howard tomorrow night. The choice is yours.
Well, Howard's been a friend of mine for many years.
Yes, absolutely. I have to say this. I still remember the day the first album came out. I was up my uncle and aunt's house. First of all, heavy-duty Italian people here, Mike, okay?
All right.
My cousin comes back in from a visit. My cousin Joe, he's living in California at the time. And he says, kid, you gotta listen to this brand-new band called Loverboy. They're Canadian. You're gonna love this album. And he puts it on the turntable, and I am blown away. So my cousin's, you know, telling me who's in the band, right? I don't know the guys, right? I'm just hearing the names. And the name Mike Reno comes up. And like every good Italian family, they're going to identify. So what happens? My uncle Frank goes, Mike Reno. He goes, he's Italian, you know. And I said, well, no, I don't know. I've never met him. He goes, it's Reno. That's Italian, okay? He's Italian. These guys are good. It's the only rock album he ever listened to his entire life, and it's all because Reno was on
that's
the...
awesome. Yeah. That's great. I appreciate it. Mike Reno, I love it.
Yeah.
You know what? I have to say, Mike, that the impetus for this little online petition we started here at the station to get you guys inducted, which was so overdue and well-deserved, was when I saw you guys play at the casino, I guess that was about a year and a half, 2 years ago now, and was absolutely astounded, first of all, at just how great you guys sound 30 years later. And just the fact that you guys weren't in the Hall of Fame. I mean, what a travesty, but you're in there now, and it's got to put a smile on your face.
Oh, it totally puts a smile on my face. That was a great night. We were honored for about 15 minutes on the Junos last year, and it was like, oh, it was this year, actually, but it was great. And it kind of set me back a little bit because they showed our whole life history, and I flashed before the screen, and I was kind of very humbled, and it was quite a special night, I guarantee. And thank you for that, KK. You're awesome.
Mike Reno of Loverboy is with us. Mike, I got to tell you again, you know, all the behind-the-scenes stuff. It's usually the interesting stuff. KK is still ticked at the Junos for not flying her in.
Well, yeah, you know, a little upset, but I thought, hey, they're going to come back to Winnipeg. I'll see him tonight. It's all good.
Mike Reno's joining us here from Loverboy. Mike, what do you think has brought on this success for such a long rock and roll road? I mean, Tom mentioned earlier, you don't have to get up early, not just here in Winnipeg, but all over this country, I mean, and in the States. You guys go on tour. I mean, it's a sold-out performance everywhere you go, and that's got to feel good as well for the guys.
It feels great. We do about 100 shows a year, and we've done 98 shows this year, and this are kind of our last two shows of the season, and then we're going to hang it up and try to enjoy Christmas and just chill out for a little while and maybe write some more songs. But it all started from writing songs in the beginning. This is kind of what we do in our off time. We sit down and we try to write some great songs, and you just try your best, and hopefully you come up with a good one every once in a while.
Well, that's just it. It's the songs. That's why 30 years later, they're still doing it and getting booked and getting sold out. It's the songs. If the songs were no good to begin with, there's no Loverboy in the first place. So
it's funny because you played the Immigrant Song, and we play a lot of times. We do groups play together at these concerts down in the States, and we played a couple shows this year with Heart, and they play that song.
Yeah.
They love Led Zeppelin, Heart do, and they do a knockout version of the Immigrant Song. So when you played that this morning, I was quite excited.
I bet that scream at the beginning would be perfect for Heart.
Yeah, well, they're a great band. And I remember doing that classic wedding song, Almost Paradise, with Ann Wilson years
right.
ago.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
So we've got a connection for many years.
Are you kidding? I had a connection to that song, too. I had to take a girl that date. I think I got a little something-something. That song put her right over the top. Thank you, Mike. High five.
You're welcome. Hey, I want to do a big shout-out to Cody Roy. He's probably on his way to school with his dad. And Rob, and they're probably listening. I want to say, hey, Cody, we're going to have some lunch on Saturday and hang out a little bit. He's a family member. I'm kind of connected with the family.
Yeah.
The Roys and the St. Germains. I guess I'm Uncle Mikey now.
Well, hey, Uncle Mike, I'll tell you what, you're first class. You always take the time to give back to the people. Nice to have you guys back in town. And you know what? Kudos to the McPhillips Street Station people, too, for booking you guys in for two nights again so more people can enjoy your music over two nights.
Well, every time Kelly calls from the casino, we always pick up the phone and say, absolutely. We love Winnipeg, and that's a great place to play. And like you said, they sell it out real quick, and, you know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Mike, I know you've never met, but KK will be the one on stage, not only introducing you, but as Joe suggests, trying to grab you. We've instructed her, let the man perform, maybe a hug after the show or something. Joe will be the guy on the back of the room on the slots.
Yeah, I'll be in the slot machine room, but I did talk to Kelly Barulka, who you're talking about in McPhillips, and I told them to tell the sound guy that her mic for the intro might as well be just lying on the ground because she'll be grabbing at your heels anyway.
We got to get Kelly to learn Almost Paradise, and her and I'll do a duet next time we come to town.
KK up on stage singing.
Hello.
Wow. All right, Mike. We'll see you tonight and tomorrow at the casino.
All right, guys. Have fun. Thanks talking to you.
Mike Reno of Loverboy with Tom and Joey.